Does anyone else find this planning thing really hard? I started in January. I just struggle planning. I know it's a block. Any tips? Calgary, you do not need tips. You need to figure out why you feel like you're like your struggle is way down here in the action line. So struggling can feel like a feeling, guys, but what I challenge all of you to do is like, what does struggling look like here? It's like indecision, like thinking, mulling, searching, asking questions and stuff. It's like, if you weren't going to struggle with it, like if I literally just said, tell me what you like to eat, Calgary, because this is how I would help you plan. Because we only plan like one day in advance. Oh my gosh, it's like Monday. What would you love to eat? Like, tell me about the day. If we were just going to have like a casual conversation like that, you'd have no problems. You would just tell me. You know what the struggle is? I can't eat like that and lose weight. Just like we did with the first caller. There's no way I'm going to be able to lose weight. Ooh, this is too hard. I want to be spontaneous. All of that, that is where struggling comes in. That's what makes it hard. Literally, just like pick your five favorite foods and put them down, whatever it is. And you get into the habit of just writing stuff down. And then every day you make a small tweak. If you're not losing weight, then just start with like, okay, for the last 3 days, I ate all the things I loved. I didn't lose any weight. I don't know if that's going to get me weight loss, but is there anything on here I'm willing to trade out? Is there anything on here I could level up just a little bit? I'm going to tell you guys, I've been thinking about this. Like, where do I start you guys with the emergency button? Like, boom, Corinne, I'm not doing it. I don't know what's going on. I don't even know where to start, blah, blah, blah. If I could sum up no BS in like, here's the sentence. I have the magic. We're done. I'm out. Peace. It would be. Every time you're presented with food, you ask yourself, am I hungry? If the answer is no, you have to answer why you want to eat, and you cannot say because it tastes good. That doesn't get to be on there. Like, it has to be like, I owe it to myself to have a good fucking reason before I put it in my mouth. And if my reason is emotional, I will not do that. Now, sometimes you will anyway. But you will learn so much more about yourself by just going through that one scenario of never putting anything in your mouth until you ask the question, I'm hungry. So Calgary, this is perfect. I'm a picker. So I really don't know how to plan what I'm picking. I do know I will pick. Yeah. So here's your thing. You make a plan and it doesn't revolve around picking. Nobody loses weight picking. You make a plan saying, all right, I'm making a plan and I'm going to work on my picking. Your picking has nothing to do with it. Your plan is what you plan. Your picking is overeating. And so every time you want to pick, you have to get into the habit of asking yourself, am I hungry? Usually when we're picking, we're not hungry at all. We're in a habit. We are passing time. We're thinking about what we have to do the rest of the day, the rest of the evening. We're picking at someone else's plate. We don't want it to go to waste. We're doing all that. You start uncovering all of that stuff.